I can't even begin to explain where my mind and emotions have been this past week. And I feel kind of ridiculous saying that out loud because I'm not even someone that has been directly affected by the things that have been happening in the world. But I'm feeling for the first time ever a lot of heartache and a lot of pain in a different type of way for the people around me. I think for a huge chunk of my life, I was just really numb to bad things that were happening in the world. Because with the home that I was brought up in, I was always getting bad news. I was always going home to something that I, you know, something scary or something that I felt uncomfortable with. And so I just became numb to the idea of bad things happening. But I think for some reason, this past week, it's affected me differently, hearing all of these bad things that are happening in the world. And it's been hitting me really hard. I've been really feeling so much pain for the people around me that I know are going through such a hard time. And I know that I'm not the only one feeling this. So I wanted to talk about it today. I want you guys to know that you're not alone in the way that you're feeling. Some of us might be feeling guilty right now because we might be in a safe space, a safe country. We are able to wake up and have breakfast, have options for breakfast. We're able to have water, privacy, a bathroom. You know, some of us might be feeling guilty because we have those things and we know that what's happening in Ukraine right now, people don't have those things. And it's really easy to feel almost a sense of guilt and feeling like things are unfair. Like, why is this happening to them? You know? And that's what I've been feeling for the past week, is just guilt and just wanting so badly to turn things around and make things better for the people of Ukraine. But obviously, like, I can't do that. Like, I don't have that power. None of us do. And I think that's also another thing, is a lot of us are feeling very helpless and powerless right now because there's only so much that we can do. Some of us, the only thing that we can do is pray because we don't have the resources or the funds to be able to donate money. Some of us, you know, those of us that don't pray, we are not religious in any way. Maybe all that we can do is spread information and educate ourselves. And maybe that doesn't feel like enough, but I'm here to tell you guys that it is enough. Whatever you can do to help is enough. And it's going to be different for everyone. And I know with social media, it is so easy to feel like you are not doing good enough. It's so easy in times of crisis, in times where scary things are happening, it's really, really easy to feel judged, like the way that you're helping is not good enough and it's unacceptable and that you should be doing better. But I believe if you have a good heart and you are doing what you can to help, to be there for them, even if it's just doing one simple thing, that is enough. Don't compare yourself to other people that might be able to do more. Some people are able to donate, others are not. Some people have that religious aspect and they do turn to prayer in times of need. Some people don't. And I just want to be that person for you guys today to really remind you that you're not a bad person if you are not 24/7 doing something to make a difference. I think right now there's a lot of people that are just kind of turning their head from what is happening in the world, because I think for a lot of us it's really, really, really hard to wrap our minds around what is happening right now. It's so hard for us to understand the fear that is being felt in Ukraine right now, and it's just so hard for us to know what to say or do or how to act or what to post. And so I think the easier thing for people to do is just to turn their head and just continue on with their life because it's not happening here, right? And I don't think that makes you a bad person at all. I think that it's just a lot of people are doing that. I think that they just feel confused. And they are kind of scared and hesitant to try to help because they're worried about doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing, which makes sense. Like, I totally get it. You know, I just want to be that reminder for you guys today that whatever you're doing, you're putting the energy that you're able to into this. You are doing what you can to help, and that is personal to you. And a reminder as well, if you are checking to see, like, if your friends or other people around you are posting about this or not, and maybe it's upsetting that some people are not posting about it and they're not addressing it, you don't know what they're doing off of social media. They could be helping off of social media. Social media is not the only way to help. There are other ways to help as well. So that's also a reminder, because honestly, like, I caught myself getting upset the first 2 days that this was going on. I was getting irritated that there were so many people that were just carrying on with their life. Like, I will admit, guys, I allowed myself to judge for a moment. And I had to stop myself because I was like, no, that is not my place to judge, because I don't know what they're doing off of social media. And I had to have that reminder for myself that it doesn't even matter, you know, like, it is up to each person what they want to do with each situation that comes up in life. You know, like, it's not our place to judge other people, and it's not our place to tell them how they should go about things. I think for me, the reason that this hit a little bit harder than maybe some other things that have happened in the past is because I have friends who have family in Ukraine that are in danger every day, and I see that they are in pain, and it just hurts my heart so much. And so I've been putting a lot of energy into trying to educate myself on what's happening, but that's just because, like, I want to, you know, like, I feel like for me, that's what I need to do is take that time to learn more about the situation. But really all I've been doing is just learning, trying to spread some resources for other people who want to learn, and praying. Like, I'm not able to donate. That's definitely not something I'm able to do right now. You know, I barely have enough money to pay for rent, if I'm being completely honest. Like, I don't have, unfortunately, I'm not able to do that. I wish I could. And honestly, I was kind of beating myself up the first couple of days. I was like, oh, maybe I can find a way to donate something. But yesterday, I kind of had a breakdown. I just bawled my eyes out for like an hour and a half over everything that's happening, because I also have had some unfortunate, devastating news of people around me. You know, people have suddenly lost a parent in the past couple of days, and I've had people that are just like getting ready for a really scary surgery. That's really just like really, really nerve-wracking for them and their family. Like, I've just been hearing really like devastating things around me, and it just all came out yesterday, and I bawled my eyes out, and I just felt so much heartache for all these people around me, and I just wanted to take their pain away so bad. And I talked to my husband about it. I talked to my mom. I talked to my boss. And all of them really gave me such good reminders. My husband, he's always so good about reminding me. So if you guys didn't know, we're members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so a lot of the times he reminds me to read my Book of Mormon and to just pray about it anytime that I'm feeling confused with my emotions or confused with my thoughts or feeling like I'm not doing enough. Like, turning to God is just always like what we do, and that's our advice for each other all the time when each of us is going through a hard time. So he helped in that aspect. And my mom, she shared many stories, because, you know, my mom has lived a longer life than me, and so she has already gone through so many situations in her life where she was in the same spot, where she was feeling heartache for people. Because I text her and I was like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, I feel ridiculous crying over this because it's not even affecting me. Like, why am I crying? I feel so ridiculous. Like, I don't know. Does that make sense, guys? Like, I just felt so dumb for being the one that was crying because it wasn't even affecting me. And my mom was just, you know, she told me all these stories of things that she's cried over that didn't affect her, but it's just because she loved these people and she just cared. And she was like, don't worry, like, it's a good thing. It's good that you care so much. And that helped me to realize that, like, you know, if you guys have been crying over some things that are happening and maybe you're in the same boat where you're like, wait, what is happening? Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I just almost felt like bad that I was the one crying. But, you know, I had to take a moment to just be like, you know, like it's weirdly like a good thing. I honestly think in the past couple months, I've just been doing a lot of like mental and emotional growing. And I think that's why this time around, it's really, really affecting me hearing bad news. I don't think I'm so numb to bad news anymore. I think that now, like, I feel it. Even if it's not directly related to me, I still feel it in some capacity. And I just want to help in some way. You know, in a lot of situations, like, you can't really do much. Like, the family that I know that just lost a parent, you know, like, I can't do anything to help except be there for them if they need someone to talk to. Like, that's all I can offer. Or my friend who is getting ready for this scary surgery, all I can do is be there for her. You know, like, sometimes that's all you can offer is just being there for them and showing them that you love them. And, you know, I've never been the type of person that's like, how could God let this happen? Like, this is so unfair. Because I'm a firm believer that everybody is going to face trials and challenges in their life. And I really, really believe that they are not mistakes, that they are put into their life for a reason. And everybody's trials are going to be different. And I think that's a huge reason why, like, we should not feel guilty. Instead, we should just be grateful for the life that we have and grateful for the challenges that come our way. And just be loving to the people around us. And, you know, we're not always going to be able to relate to the challenges that people are going through around us, but we can relate to the whole idea of going through hard things, and we can be there for them and we can show love to one another. But I don't know, maybe some of you guys that are listening right now, maybe you are going through a really, really challenging thing right now and you just don't know if you can make it through. I just want to be that person to tell you that that trial that's in your life right now, it is there for a reason, and you will get through it. I really believe that the trials that come into each person's life, I really believe that they are only put there if you can get through it. And sometimes it's going to feel like you can't get through it, that it's going to be the end of you, but it's not, and you will get through it. I truly, truly believe that. That also makes me want to say one last thing on that topic, is that please, like, don't compare your trials to other people's, because again, like, everybody's trials are very unique to them. And just because, well, I don't really know how I want to phrase this, but I've kind of expressed to you guys that I've come from, like, a not so great childhood. And a lot of the times, like, I've had people say, well, at least, like, this wasn't happening, you know, like, they were always, like, downplaying what I went through. And growing up, I used to be like, oh, they're right, like, it really wasn't that bad compared to, like, other people's childhoods. But I don't think that that's okay to downplay the trials that you go through in your life, because each person's trials, that is unique to that person. And for them, that was a hard thing to get through. So I no longer downplay the things that I went through as a child. Instead, I'm like, no, like, those were scary. Those were hard things that I went through. No, it didn't get to that point like some other people have experienced, but it still was very traumatizing, and it still was really, really hard to get through. And when I meet other people who have gone through, in my head, what seems like a worse thing, you know, like, I still don't downplay what I've gone through, but I acknowledge that their trials are really hard for them, just like my trials are really hard for me. And just like the trials of the people in Ukraine, that is really hard for them. Everybody has their own unique trials and challenges that are going to come and go in life. And don't ever downplay yours or theirs. Even if it seems like one of them is so noticeably, quote unquote, harder or more difficult than another, trials are trials. They are hard no matter what they are. It is hard to get through them. And I think it's important to also take into account, like, you don't know where these people's mental health is while they're going through these challenges. maybe it seems like a smaller challenge, but what if their mental health is in a really bad spot? So that small challenge seems like it is something so, so difficult and almost impossible to get through for them. So I think just going forward, don't feel guilty. Just appreciate the life that you have. Take time to be grateful. Take time to just appreciate where you are, where you're living, the people around you, and even appreciate the trials in your life. And I think just moving forward with that appreciation and being there for the people around you. You know, I think that it's a little bit easier to be there for the people around us when we first are there for ourselves and we appreciate where we are, the things that we've gone through, we're grateful for it all, and then we can be there for the people around us and we can be that listening ear for them. We can be that, you know, that person that they can lean on and know that we love them. I know that this past week, well, I don't know when you're listening to this, but when I'm recording this, it's been a week now that this has been happening in the world. And I know it's really scary, and I know it's not fun to read about. It's not fun to watch the videos that are on social media, but it is important to be there for people and to show love. And please just know that what you're doing is enough. Even if it's just one simple thing, it's enough. It's helping. We as humans, we're gonna feel so many emotions, and that's okay. And it takes time to process all those emotions. So if you can't 24/7 be thinking about the people of Ukraine, that's okay. Like, you're human. You need to take time to make sure that you're good, because I'm honestly, like, you can't be there for other people if you're not first there for yourself. Like, I know that sounds selfish, but really, like, you have to make sure that you're good so that you can be good for other people too. Because think about it, if you're not taking time to make sure that your mental health is good, how can you possibly be there for the people that might need a listening ear or someone to lean on, you know? So you need to first make sure you're good. And if that means taking time to just get off of social media for like the rest of the day and just stop looking at the news and just take time to just like recharge, that's okay. You don't have to feel guilty for that. Because when you come back feeling good again, you can be there for your friends that might be going through a hard time right now. Yeah, just please have some peace and grace with yourself right now. And just know, please, please know that you are doing what you can right now. You're putting the energy in that you have, and that's enough. I will continue to pray for the people of Ukraine. I will continue to pray for the people that have lost loved ones this week, and pray for people that are preparing for scary moments right now, you know, things that are causing stress. And I will continue to pray. And if anybody, and I mean this, if anybody listening, if you or someone you know needs some extra prayers sent their way, please message me, because I will be happy to add them into my prayers each day. I know that there's a lot of people struggling with some really hard things right now, so I am more than happy to add them into my prayers. But with that, I really appreciate you guys, and you really are so amazing, and you are doing the best that you can with wherever you are in life. And I just hope that you guys really, really recognize that. I will see you guys next week.